Hi, everyone. Rowan Odom here. We're pleased to showcase The White Vault, a horror podcast set in the frigid darkness of the Arctic Circle. Follow the adventures of an international rescue and repair team investigating a mysterious signal while navigating the treacherous nature of the polar nightmare they find themselves in. Worst of all, they find they may not be as isolated as they think. Fans of Syntax will love this indie series created by a two-person team. The show balances fictional elements with painstaking scientific, linguistic, oral, and cultural precision and details. The science team hail from all across the globe, a multilingual and multidisciplinary team dealing with their findings as best they can. Filled with masterly crafted foley that places you in the moment with polar bears, howling icy winds, and more. Find The White Vault however you listen to podcasts, or find out more about the show at thewhitevault.com. Subscribe now and delve the waiting horrors.
Hello, I'm Cody Micah Carmichael, and you're about to be listening to the amazing podcast Syntax, which probably means you're smart, charming, and have great taste. And maybe you're interested in scientists discovering and doing cool things, or you'd like to be one. If that's the case, you should come check out BroadlyEpi.com, where I teach the science of epidemiology, programming, provide summaries of the most recent research, have some software tools available, and a lot more. If you're interested in renting a scientist, well, we have that option too. BroadlyEpi.com, epidemiology, broadly speaking.
Hello, listeners. This is Ty Vaughn, writer for Syntax and voice of Silas Caldwell. I'm thrilled to showcase our sponsors, the exceptional creative software suite, World Anvil. World Anvil is the one-stop shop for tabletop gamers, fantasy and sci-fi authors, or world-building enthusiasts who just can't wait to start getting some thoughts down. This is far from just a wiki editor. They have a number of tools and features available, including world-building templates, an RPG campaign manager, a novel writing and publishing tool, interactive map builders, timeline builders, and more. Your vast web of outlines, character plots, and family trees has a home waiting on World Anvil. Check out the full features using the link below or by visiting worldanvil.com. Subscribe using the promo code in the description of this episode, and you'll get 51% off an annual subscription, and you'll be directly supporting the creation of TSP Network shows. Thanks in advance for checking it out.
Brought to you by Twin Strangers Productions.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We were doing just fine on our own. We didn't need any divine intervention.
This might be the end. This might be the end. This might really be the end.
What do we do? Zero contact. I can't see anything.
Get down here. Come on.
Follow Greg. Get behind the snowbank. Move.
Sit down. Get your head down. Stay back. Okay, cover and fire.
I'm on it.
Did that work?
No, I still hear him out there. I think we just made him think twice. Reload, Jay.
Damn. Bastard Ghost got smart and waited for us at the forest's edge.
It's been dark for way too long. I'm surprised we got as far as we did.
They could come back for us anytime. We need a plan. We can't hit what we can't see.
Lizzie, help me. Let's try to spot them with our flashlights. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Wouldn't that help them find us in the dark?
I think they already know where we are. God damn it, I can see the forest at the edge of the fog. We're so close.
If we don't find a way through, the cold will get us before the ghosts do.
We're gonna figure this out, somehow.
I wish I had a weapon. I'm not a bad shot.
They're coming back.
I can't see anything.
Shoot, damn it, shoot. Light them up.
They're getting braver.
Just keep reloading and pray.
Alex, what are you doing?
Why? The only thing I can do.
How are snowballs going to help?
I'm not going down without a fight.
Fine. You know what? I'll help you.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? We might as well. I'd rather have something I can throw unless you'd like to go out there and be ghost bait for us.
Silas, get over here.
What?
We're gonna help make snowballs.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe we can tag one of the stupid things. It's better than nothing. Now help us.
Okay.
Can't you make them any bigger? Scout could do this better than you. Those won't do any good.
I'm trying. My hands are freezing.
Her about to be dead.
What's the point?
And
anyway,
you're worried
we're
about
never going to
stop fighting. Keep working. Do your best.
Here they come. If y'all are gonna try this, take two on each flank and throw as hard as you can. Don't go over the snowbank for any reason.
Come on, Silas.
I'm here.
Grab as many as you can, Lizzie.
I got him.
Go. Fire away.
Let him have it.
Keep throwing. Don't give up.
That.
There.
I got one.
Got you, you son of a...
Did we do it?
Let's not celebrate too early. Save it for when we're in the forest. Charge!
Over the tops, let's go. Everybody, move it.
Get up. One more time, Bookworm. You can do it.
I can't believe that worked.
Don't jinx it. Run.
I caught you. Guess what now?
Oh, we're in.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
It worked.
We made it. We're alive.
Alex?
Yeah?
Damn good work. You didn't give up. You might have to change your call sign to Ghost Slayer.
That's the Alex fighting spirit. Never give up, never surrender.
You did it! Your idea worked!
Good work, everyone.
Well, almost everyone.
You were throwing snowballs with the rest of us, so what if it took a little convincing?
That was a pretty harebrained scheme, but something beats nothing, you hear? We're still here, still breathing.
Now what?
Brainstorming can wait. We've been running for our lives for hours. Everybody get your packs out, get some rest. I'll take first watch.
Thanks, Cass. You might not even be up long. I don't think there's much nighttime left.
Are you going to be able to rest enough, Cass?
It'll have to be enough. Now quit blabbing and lay down, children.
Yes, team lead.
I'll try. Oh, I guess I need to reserve battery since we're stuck here.
Can't sleep?
No.
We're gonna find a way back. You'll see. Don't let Lizzie get under your skin. You two don't get along, but we're a good team. When you two aren't at each other's throats. Odd. You're not very talkative.
How do you do it?
Huh?
How do you do it?
Do what? What are you talking about?
We get into scrape after scrape, situations we have no right surviving. But you keep leading the way, and you keep encouraging us the whole time. How do you do it? How can I be any use?
You weren't there when the moth grabbed you. I was losing it. And you forget, I didn't handle it well when we lost Fred either.
You still hold it together a damn sight better than I do.
I'm never any good at these speeches, but I'll try anyway. You don't get out much, do you, Sai?
That's obvious, I should think.
Right, but humor me. You've probably read about exciting adventures or dangerous safaris or anything like that. But you've never been in one. And that's not your fault. You didn't ask for this mess. Me, I've always looked for trouble. And over again, I found it, as often as I cared to look. So, when trouble comes around, it's more like an old friend.
And that makes you brave?
I wouldn't say I'm brave. I just get myself into a lot of problems, and get myself out of them.
That's it, then. Experience is my harsh master. I just need to do this for a few years, and I'll be tougher than old shoe leather.
Pretty much. What, were you hoping for a more academic approach? I don't think I can teach you how to be cool under pressure, Sai.
Then, am I doomed to just be a burden on y'all? Should I have just stayed back at Yanis? Why am I even here?
Whoa, slow down. You told Beckett you'd come along, so why did you do it? Can you remember?
I don't...
Let me put it another way. Usually when I get a little too close to the pearly gates for my comfort, I see moments flashing through my mind. Regrets, especially. Like not kissing that one person in college, or never getting to go swimming with dolphins. Stuff like that. Things I tell myself I'll definitely take care of when I get back home. Not if, when. What ran through your mind on that snowbank?
I thought... I remember thinking, is it really over? Will they ever even find us to ship our remains back home? Will my mother ever know? Was it all for nothing? That last one is absurd, right? Some of the Breacher team will take over, we'll get our names on a marble monument in 100 years when the Breach gets declassified.
If.
If. Might not even have the posthumous awards. But that didn't really matter. The posterity. Or posteriority. I forget which. What mattered was, my story was ending. Even if the tale of the breaches went on, somewhere else, with someone else, the book of my life was closing, and it felt unfinished. I'd never get to know the whys and the hows and the wheres, all this development with no payoff. No, it would just all stop. Cease, right here, right now. But I don't want it to end yet. I want to see how this story, our story, goes.
Our story?
The Breachers.
Oh, right. Breachers mean that much to you, huh?
I don't think I could handle the loss of any one of you. It's strange. I didn't used to think that way.
Gee, thanks.
I mean, I never wanted anyone to die. You know that.
Sure, sure. What, was I too chipper for you, Grandpa?
I certainly didn't think too much of your brazen attitude back then.
Mm-hmm. And what about now, huh?
Now, things may have changed. Would you say, before now, the feeling of general annoyance was mutual?
Hmm. Okay, maybe I questioned the idea of sending a linguist into Gaia for a long time. Does that count as annoyance?
Felt like a mismatch of talent.
Felt like I had been given a really difficult babysitting job.
Hmm. Fair. But I have grown quite attached to this team. And our story. I couldn't bear to lose any of you. Not even Lizzie. I just wish I wasn't such a burden.
Sounds like you have your reason.
My reason?
For clinging, Silas. Survival's not a given, Bookworm. You gotta find the fight. Here. In your chest. Because even if you went home, even if you weren't here on Necropolis, you'd still need to struggle. Life's a bitch, and we gotta kick its teeth in for our daily bread, day in and day out. You gotta have some spunk. And if you think this team is worth living for, then they're worth dying for. I'm not sure I'm coming across well, but that's how I feel. Did it help?
Crude, but motivating. I think it did help.
Good. Because I can't handle the loss of anyone either. I know you think I can.
Why would I ever think that?
Well, because you yelled at me when I tried to chisel open the husk. You said I was being dangerous, probably recklessly endangering the team.
I wasn't worried about you being dangerous. I was worried you were in danger.
Why would you be worried about that? When am I ever not in danger?
And it puts my heart in my throat every time. You stick your neck out for us, like when you climb trees without a rope or run in between us and whatever's out there. And it's very brave and it's very selfless and it's just... And I don't want you to feel like it always has to be you. I hate being a burden. I'm just baggage here in the breach. I want to help, like you do. I want to learn to be half as brave as you are.
You keep saying that. Like I said, I just have a lot of experience. And I have a lot to lose. That's a new feeling for me. I'm not losing any more of my breachers. Not if I can help it. And that includes you, Bookworm. Maybe you need a little bit of that, Silas.
A little of what?
I want you to try something. The next time we get into trouble, because you know we will, I want you to try really hard to think about what others might lose if they lost you.
I don't know. Some reactions are harder to visualize than others.
Silas, I assure you, Lizzie was burning the midnight oil trying to find a way to cure you of that fungus. But even she'd probably be like, damn, what if we have to get a new linguist? And he might be an even bigger asshole. What do we do then?
So, you're saying if I think of myself as necessary for the team, I might get this spunk you're talking about?
Necessary is such a strong word.
It's fitting, is it not? My survival is key to my team leader. I must do all I can, not only to ensure the survival of those around me, but also to safeguard my own existence as well.
Let's not get carried away. Or is this you trying to make a joke, Bookworm?
I thought the exaggerated application of your principles would stir mirth.
You're getting better. I almost laughed. I'm glad you feel better.
Who says my situation has improved?
You only use the fancy sentences when you're happy.
That's... I resent you having this knowledge.
Too late. So, are you going to take care of yourself?
I will try.
Even if things look really bad?
I'll try even harder then.
And if it looks like you're going to die?
Then I just won't.
You won't?
I won't. If the alternative is letting you down, I'll simply refuse to perish.
That's the spirit. Let's get someone else up. Look, even Scout is all curled up. And I can't think straight without some sleep. Tomorrow's gonna be a big thinking day for us.
Indeed it is. Silas Caldwell, expedition report. Expedition report? More of a situation report.
Does not matter.
All right, people. We need ideas. What do we know for sure?
Breach is closed. Linkstone is in place on our side. Means we can't rely on outside help to open the way to Pandemonium either.
Is there a chance the Linkstone is doing some kind of quantum displacement? As in, it's in place on both sides. Both we and the Pandemonium teams could see the stone?
No idea, and we shouldn't count on it either. It might take them weeks to open the way again, and we don't have the supplies for that. Let's treat this as if we're on our own. Well, almost alone.
We have two breaches, but we can't open the fourth breach at all. No Linkstone.
Unless we plan on staying on Necropolis a long time, we need Exploding Quicksilver to open the way to Pandemonium ourselves. And if we're sticking with Silas's theory, it could be locked away inside the chimney mushrooms, like a heart.
Which is why we were hoping to get better equipment to crack one open, but that option is gone. So how do we get inside one of these things?
I already tried using the former tomb of one of the husks. The interior of the trunks is just as solid as the rest. I'm confident I could work for hours without making a dent.
Pardon me if I'm wrong, but time is on our side, no? You said our supplies are low, but if worst comes to worst, we have discovered a food source, thanks to Scout, and we know the chimney shroom forests are safe. We could just take our time and slowly carve out one of the trunks.
We have no idea what a Necrosoul fish dinner is going to do to any of us. Sure, it might save us from starvation, or it could kill us on the spot. We don't have the means to test for poisons or anything like that.
And there's a good chance we'd wear out the tools we have before we ever found what we're looking for anyway.
There's another issue here. Even if we do spend ages hacking away at one of the mushrooms, who's to say it isn't some contents under pressure thing? It could spray out from any holes we did finally make in the trunk and vaporize us on the spot. And this stuff doesn't play around, need I remind you all. We gotta have a safer way to extract it.
Do we have any other options?
What about the roots? We found chambers to access the roots in all three chimney shroom forests? Is there a chance the roots are softer?
I tried that too, this morning. I went down to the cavern, and the ones in reach are just as tough below as they are above.
What about where they're submerged? Below the waterline?
Have you lost your marbles? Who knows what in God's name is down there, first of all? And second of all, we'd have to lower someone down 100 meters or so. Into freezing cold water. We have no gear for sub-zero diving. It'd be suicide.
It's a thought. But I doubt water is going to soften these chimney shrooms too much. Diving might have to be a very last-ditch effort. Let's exhaust everything else.
Things don't get tougher when they die, do they? Not usually.
Depends. Where are you going with this?
The second forest is in trouble. Disease, lack of water supply. You guys said something has withered the roots and is causing their heat output to falter. If they're starting to die off.
There's a chance we might find some already dead or decayed remnants if we explored the tunnels below.
In the place where we saw the big ol' worm.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Any other options?
What about seeing if the tools in the Chimney Shroom Village work?
Perhaps we're missing something obvious, and they're made of a material that can cut them.
Problem with heading back to the third forest is that maxes out our resources. We brought enough for 5 days, so even on half rations and very little fuel usage, we'd barely have enough to get there, figure something out, and get back.
What about getting on top of the shrooms, where the steam emits?
The shortest ones I can see are still 20 meters high or so. We have no way to climb, and I don't relish the idea of piling snow until we can reach. We'd have to be scraping the snow above the ice a long time to even have enough. And I'm not sure we'd find anything different up there. All that work could be for nothing.
All right, let me take stock. From what I can tell, in order of least to most danger, we got tools in Third Forest. Biggest hike, least danger, runs our supplies out. Second, worm caves in Second Forest, big hike. Who knows if the worms are carnivorous? Forest is giving out. Option three, building a giant snowbank to climb on top. Could take a few days. Will wear us out. No idea if it'll even work. And last, going diving down by the roots. Almost certain death. Does that about size it up?
If we could observe the worm's behavior and find out if there's a time they're less active, there's a chance one of the worms has already done the hard work for us and pierced one of the roots.
Cassius, you can't be thinking the worm tunnels are our best bet.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. It might be our best shot.
Yeah, your best shot at being worm food.
I know the worms could be dangerous, but with the chimney shrooms being some of the largest biomass available, it makes sense something as big as the ice worms might feed on them. And the chimney shrooms in the Second Forest are failing. I think the Second Forest is where we need to go. And if we do need to go fishing for food, we'll be closer to Scout's Hole in the ice.
Oh, yummy. At least we can cook the fish for the first few days. Then, when we run out of fuel, we can have Necro Soul sashimi. And we can melt the ice in our mouths for water. This is all sounding so lovely.
Sitting here complaining about it won't help. If you have a strong reason to believe any of the other options might work, say it now. All right, then it's settled. We head for the Second Forest right now. We can observe the caves overnight and make a decision the next morning. We can do this. Hell, we've done it before. We got stuck in one breach world, and we found a way out. We're going to find a solution, and we're going to find a way back home. You'll see. Now let's move.
Oh, sure. You're excited about all this. You didn't even bother sharing the Necro Soul. What does it even taste like? Great. Wonderful to hear. I'm looking forward to trying it. You guys should be thrilled, too.
Quit yapping and start walking.
End of... situation report.
It's okay. We're gonna be fine. Just keep walking, buddy.
Silas Caldwell, situation update. We're partway between the first and second chimney shroom forests, and two things have happened. We're hearing the odd chiming again, and Scout has taken poorly to the sound. As you can, no doubt, hear in the background. I understand perfectly how you feel, Scout.
Come on, don't be like that. We're gonna get to safety, but you have to follow me. Come on. There you go. I won't let anything happen to you. Not on my watch, okay?
That means you too, Alex. Even if you can't hear me.
This is a shit show.
We're moving again. I don't have anything else to say. Too tired to keep talking. Need to conserve battery. End of situation report. Silas Caldwell. Situation report. We made it.
Step one of many. But we are alive. Somehow.
Not now, Jay.
Lizzie, come with me. We're gonna go—
Where in the hell are you getting off to this time?
We are going to do whatever the hell I feel like doing, which right now is observing the roots for worm activity. Get some rest.
Unbelievable. What a jacket. I'll take first watch up here with Jay. Alex, Silas, you two bed down.
When did I volunteer for this?
By running your big fucking mouth. These two can barely stand up straight. We're ex-soldiers, for God's sake. Act like it.
Sir, yes, sir.
I have never felt more chilled and tired to the bone in the whole of my existence.
You said it.
Alex?
Yeah?
I won't keep you up, but how are you getting along?
I'm okay. Well, as okay as I can be, I guess. I don't like not remembering part of the trip, but we're all still here. Even if things are tough.
That's right. We're all still here. That's what matters.
Maybe. I hope we keep being here. Not here, just here.
It's okay. It's okay. I know what you mean.
Greg and Cass.
The last stretch was the worst one yet, wasn't it? I could feel everyone's morale plummeting. Between the hiking and the general realization of our predicament settling in.
Scary. Silas?
Hmm?
Do you think we're gonna make it?
Yes. Yes, I think so. Cassius will cool off, Greg will get some sleep, and we'll all be thinking analytically in the morning. And that will put us on the road home, eventually.
I hope you're right.
I know I'm right. If freezing temperatures, miles of hiking, and an army of ghosts haven't stopped us yet, I see no reason to believe in anything other than our eventual victorious return.
Yeah, you have a point.
Come on, get some rest, Ghost Slayer.
You too, Birdbait.
Birdbait. Now I despise my nickname even more. I'm not going to be able to sleep. I'll be right back. Doesn't look like she'll mind my absence.
Where are you off to?
Just going to check that they're not being foolish down there. I'll be right back.
Fine. Not like we're going anywhere soon.
So we need to make this count.
I'm still not sure this is a good idea.
My mind is made up. Are you gonna help me or not?
I'll do my best. But really, is this what you want to do? Wait. Psst, someone's coming.
Hey, who's up there?
It's Silas. I come under flag of truce. Don't shoot.
Shut up. Like you're in any danger from me.
Is there anything that Silas isn't endangered by, other than books and coffee?
Well, I want to argue, but even books have not been kind to me in these last few months.
What are you even doing down here? You should be resting.
I came to drop the recorder off. Yes, that's all. I wasn't trying to disobey your orders, but I thought you might want to record your surveillance.
Uh-huh. Give it here, then get to bed. There. now.
Cassius.
Hmm.
Why do you have rope and the ice picks?
No reason.
Cassius.
Great. Just great. I figured this wouldn't go unnoticed. Now there's going to be another fight.
I would have been back before you knew a thing. I won't let you stop me. I'm going down there for the good of the team. We can't wait around forever. If I find some quicksilver...
What if you died before we knew a thing? Cassius, please. I understand you want to help, but...
You don't understand. Not like I do. I'm carrying the weight of our lives, Silas. I have to do anything, everything I can. I won't trust anyone else to do it, and I won't wait around for a decision by committee. There's been no worm activity this whole time. I'm going down there. Now, are you watching me quietly, or are you headed back upstairs?
Cassius.
What?
This is wrong. You told me I should think of myself as invaluable. What the hell are we going to do if something happens to you? Hmm? Greg will what? Give himself up in service to the Breachers? And then what? I know you'd die for us. But I say we should all try to make it out of here. Unless there's really no other way. But we're not there yet. We need you.
He's right, and you know this pains me, but he's right. We need you, Cassius.
I hate this! I hate waiting when I could be helping!
You've been helping. We're still here because of your leadership and-
Yeah, trapped on Necropolis forever. Thanks for that, stupid Captain Biologist.
You know what I mean. We're still alive. And we can help you if you really think you need to go down there. Better with friends than without. I know you can do it. Just please, not alone.
Fine.
You'll stay here?
Yes, now go away.
Okay. I trust you. I promise I won't be a tattletale. You've got enough on your plate.
What the fuck? A worm? Out of the blue?
Fuck you and your tiny louse.
Ah, no!
Cassius!
They're gone? Oh my god! Oh my god! They're gone!
There! I see them!
Oh no! On the ledge below, they're not moving! Cassius, please! Cassius, can you hear me?
Let's hope they're just knocked out. Lizzie, run and get Jay. You're faster than I am. I'll keep an eye out.
I'm going! Hold on, Cassius!
Oh god. What did Cassius do? What did Cassius do? Scout, wait!
Go now!
You know what? Scout, I think you've got the right idea.
Arm yourself.
I should... I'll take these ice picks with me. Here goes nothing. I'm here. I made it. Holy shit. I'm down here. What? Cassius! That looks bad. They're out cold. Right in front of a damn wormhole, too. All right, think. Scout! It's you and me. We have to. What the hell am I doing? I can't fight that thing. This is foolish. I'm stupid. Why did I? Oh my god. Thank you. faster when it's out in the open. He can dodge its maw just fine. The worm must need the tunnel to maneuver.
Get into position.
Stay there! Stay there and distract it! I have to get on top of the wormhole. It's the only way I'll be able to hit it. I'm here. Cassius, I'm here. You'll be back up in a moment, I swear. But please, don't let your neck be broken or something. Please.
Make sure it's secure. Do not mess this up.
I may not be very good at all this adventuring, but I was a Boy Scout. This knot will work. I'll bet my life on it. Pull!
Pull him up. Let's go.
Godspeed, Cassius.
Get that rope off and get Silas back up here.
Lizzie! Lizzie!
Huh?
Lower a sample tube with the rope.
What?
Lower a sample tube with the rope.
Okay.
Wait for me. I'll be right back. I'm going to check the cave out.
Silas!
Get back here, Bert Bates. What the fuck are you doing?
Silas, get your ass back here.
Wait!
I'm already down by the cave. There's no sense in endangering anyone else. It's what cats would do. Come on, Scout. God, I'm so scared. What do I do? I'm an idiot. What am I doing? Why am I doing this? I was right. This is what the biologist would do, not me. Is it better to stay quiet? Or hum to myself? I don't know which. Right. Stop thinking and keep walking. That's also a Cassius thing to do, right? Oh, Scout, look! Oh my god, the chimney shroom. It's been hacked to pieces. The worms must have fed on it. We found it! Scout, we found it! It's the heart of the forest! The quicksilver! Dripping from the wound. Fuck! I forgot to ask for any tools. But I can't wait around forever. I have to do it by hand. I'll just have to be very, very careful. Ooh. Steady, Silas. Steady. I need to get as much as I can. Come on. Almost there. That's it. I got it! Okay. Oh. Alright. Put the stopper on and. Shit! We gotta go, Scout! Now! Oh. Come here! I'm going to have to grab you! You better not bite me! I'm here! I'm here! Pull us up! Quick! We've got the rope!
Son of a bitch!
We're pulling!
Silas, you damn fool. What the hell were you thinking?
I got it. In the worm cave. Look! Take it. Carefully. Careful. My hands are shaky.
I have it. What? What in the nine hells possessed you to do such a thing, Silas?
I don't.
Silas?
Yes?
That was stupid.
Yes.
Don't ever do that again.
Okay.
But, good job, Worm Slayer.
That's not as good as... Not as good as...
Silas!
Well done, my little pawn. Well done.
Ugh, where the fuck am I? Oh, my head.
Easy now. You did an FDGB.
Ugh, what?
FDGB. Fall down, go boom.
What? Huh? I fell?
Yes. And lucky for you, your noggin is so full of hot air, you didn't go down head first, or we wouldn't be having this conversation. Still, you best be getting your head checked when we get back home. And I mean that in the most professional way.
What are you talking about?
Stop bullying them, Jay. You're safe now, Cass. We all are.
Take a few deep breaths and try to collect yourself. Everything's fine. Just take your time.
The ice. I heard the ice breaking. The worm rumbling. And then,
according to Lizzie, you tumbled off the cliff, got knocked out, and she ran and fetched all of us. By the time we arrived, Silas had already descended.
Silas?
And...
Where?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either. He was clutching a bloody ice pick, and then he tied you to a rope and we hauled you back up. Oh, and he got the Quicksilver while he was down there.
Wait, slow down. Really?
Mm-hmm. And then he collapsed. And now, he's still snoozing. He must be exhausted.
For once, he was quite useful, even if that was the stupidest thing I've seen him do.
I failed. I failed you all.
You didn't fail. You fell. Dumbass. How hard did you hit your head?
It was an accident. It could have happened to anyone.
Shit happens, especially to Breacher Team Alpha, apparently. But we've got what we need. We can go home.
That's good. Okay. That's good, yeah. No time to pout. Gotta focus on getting home. I just need to...
No moving. Your head's not the only thing needing to get looked at. You can't walk on that.
Fucking hell. Not again. How are we gonna...
I got the sled ready. Won't be the smoothest ride this side of the Mississippi, but she'll get us home.
You're pulling me like a sled dog?
Unless you fancy staying out here until that heals up. I'd rather get home myself, but it's your call.
It's just a sleigh ride, Cass. It'll be fun. We can sing carols.
Ugh, fine, but no carols. And only because we need to get out of this Arctic hellhole. No offense, buddy.
He jumped in after you, too.
What? Just where do you go off getting crazy ideas like that?
Gee, I wonder. The apple never falls far from the tree.
Oh, Cassius, look at this!
What the... What is that?
An armored scale ripped off the hide of the ice worm! See that? That's the hole where Silas stabbed the worm with the ice pick. The scale was still attached to the pick when we hauled him up out of the pit. Feel how smooth it is.
That's almost frictionless. Wow.
It looks like the worms go sliding in the caves, using the momentum to obtain great speed. And...
Silas stabbed a worm? Are we talking about the same guy? Silas Caldwell, linguist, usually stuck in his office behind a book.
That he did.
All right, enough chit-chat. Alex, go get Birdbait up. I think he's gotten his rest. We're going home.
Here, you can hold on to this. Silas almost crushed it when he fell over, but now that you're mostly luggage, I suppose you can hold on to the recorder.
Oh, you go to... This is waste of space, Cassius, with an expedition report. We are nearing the third breach, and I am so sick and tired of being cold, I swear I'm gonna move to Florida when this is over. I don't care how feral Florida man is, I'll throw him in secure specimen storage. I don't even have the benefit of moving around enough to keep warm. And my view has been 90% Greg's ass.
Are you still complaining back there? I should have cut you loose hours ago. Quit your belly aching.
Dad, I want snacks. There's some candy bars back here. Are we there yet?
Some of us ain't ever getting there if you don't pipe down.
Empty threats. I can see the smile on your face. You're already thinking of that big old smooch you're gonna get in just a few hours.
Yeah, wise ass. If you don't shut up, I'll make you watch.
I can scarce believe my eyes. I have never been more overjoyed to see that dreaded breach. But now...
We're going home!
All right, buddy. I know you don't like going in here, and I don't blame you. We really have to go, though. So, bye for now, okay?
You take care, little guy. We'll miss you.
Scout, you're the bravest companion I could ever have asked for. You be on your best behavior, and keep an eye out for us. We'll return soon, I'm sure. May you catch many fish.
Bye, Scout. Until next time.
Dismissed, Private. Get some R&R. You've earned it.
Oh, off the sled. Put your weight here. That's it. We should be able to get you to that stretcher on the other side.
Ouch. That is not a great feeling.
Just keep hopping between us. We've almost made it to some help. Just a little farther.
Feels like the weirdest three-legged race I've ever done.
Well, now you've got five legs. What could go wrong?
Shh, don't say that. You're really gonna jinx us now?
Sorry. Absolutely no negative energy allowed. Not now. Foul spirits, be gone from this place.
Damn, we're really sliding home on this trip. Limping out of the breach on our last leg, am I right?
Alex, never mind. You can just leave me behind. I've thought about it, and I can't go on.
And what? Leave Silas to save your hide again?
Can we not try to spin this like a knight in shining armor story? Jeez, I get it.
I've had to be saved plenty of times already. We really don't have to keep score.
No. Plaque going on the wall. Purple hearts for everyone. You want a certificate with the... Ow.
Watch the foot.
We made it. Are we sure this will work? What if there is some quantum entanglement going on?
Anything beats staying here. Here's hoping the Link Stone doesn't try any funny business.
I've got the Quicksilver. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. It worked!
Hell yeah. I could feel the warm air already rushing in.
Thank God it's open.
Man, pandemonium sure smells good. Not something I thought I'd ever say. I'm getting all that rotten egg?
Cass? You okay?
Yeah. We did it, I think. Pandemonium still stinks, is all. 6 breachers, all accounted for. Now, come on. Hop faster.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I ain't rushing for nobody. I'm not wasting any energy. We still gotta hike out of Pandemonium.
Some of us do. I'm getting the Ambulance Express.
You were right all along, old man. Should have cut them loose back at the first Chimney Shroom Forest. It would have been fine till a different team picked them up.
I tried to convince y'all, but oh no. Gotta haul them along.
What can I say? I'm a fabulous traveling buddy.
We're getting something. Linkstone activation, sounds like. Something's coming out of the breach.
Who's there? Identify yourself.
Hey, we're Breacher Team Alpha. This is Breacher Team Alpha. We're in the breach.
Quick, move in. Give him a hand.
We've got wounded. You have a stretcher?
We should have one in the medical pack. Here.
Nice to see friendly faces.
I never thought we'd see you again. What happened?
I was gonna ask you the same thing. What happened on your end? We checked and the breach just wasn't working. We had to double back and get creative.
Same thing, I'm afraid. We checked on the entrance hourly, according to schedule, but around 48 hours after you left, the breach ceased to function on its own. The Linkstone was stuck in place, and we couldn't get into Depth 3 anymore. We've been posted here, waiting for one of the other teams to find more Quicksilver, or for you guys to pull off a miracle. Looks like you've done exactly that.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Whoa, steady there. On to the stretcher. We're getting you out of here.
Command, this is Echo Team Lead. Do you read me? Alpha Team has just emerged from Breach 3. The way is open to Depth 3. They are evacuating to Yennis Base. Medical aid on standby. Well done, Cassius. Well done, everyone.
Well done, everyone.
Thank goodness.
Great job. And now we have performed the last noble coup tool. We will travel no more. We will seek no other place. This world, savage as it is, was so near to perfection. But still, it cannot bear us. And by howls and teeth and fangs and claws, it drives us out. So very near. But the lessons we learned have forged this last of paths for us to travel. Word has been brought to me that the new world is abundant. It is enough. I am well pleased. My people will have their rest at long last. Through many dangers, through our own ignorance, and against the will of our God, our people have been brought away from outer darkness into the light of a land of plenty. We may build and share in a new world. There are companions for us there, and they are to our liking. No longer do we plant and build alone, but none shall walk this void anymore. It was I who gleaned the secrets of the Nabal Kutul after the keepers of the way faded and died on our past journeys. I hereby ordain that I should remain with my own that who remains. I have done all in my power for them, but alas, they are forever out of reach. I will dwell with them, counting the days till I become dust. I shall mourn, for I will go on, and here they shall be, till time itself fades away. But my burden is not yours to share. Do not weep for me. Go and make and build and plant, live your lives, for this would bring joy to your ancestors. This is the only victory we may have. by my hand a new way is made. But now, I lay upon you all one final command. Write these words down. As you have been forgotten, forget these secrets. Forget this Pilsu. Forget these ways. Touch them not. There is no power, no glory, no great gift awaiting you on the other side. Generations of us tried and failed. Learn from our mistakes and forget. Cast your Pilsu into the deepest sea and be forgiven and forgotten forevermore. Guard these words only so that you may know to forget. I bless you all. Until we meet again in another life. Perhaps we would have been better off heeding this warning. But that's a question that's out of my pay grade. I have only one translator's note. The god referenced in this portion, the one the author says they've succeeded in spite of, isn't referenced anywhere else in the material. It's the only mention of this particular god in this pantheon, but what's most interesting is the sigil for this entity is inscribed on one of the link stones we possess. I'm not sure which depth it belongs to, it's not Breach 4, but I'm getting a rapidly sinking feeling just thinking about it. But with that, the original book in Vincula's possession has been translated. I will begin on the text we found on Specimen 1 on Gaia soon. End of translation. Syntax is a podcast by Twin Strangers Productions and is licensed under an Attribution Share-alike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed and produced by Stella Rowan Odom and written by Ty Vaughn. Silas Caldwell is played by Ty Vaughn. Cassius Thatcher is played by Beth Sage Fung. Elizabeth Bellinger is played by Morgie B. Alex Yard is played by Jules Christine. Greg Washburn is played by Cody Burke. Jeremiah Woods is played by Eldrin Smith. Additional voices provided by Saf the Something, Gage Odom, M. Mulder, Clay Clark. Listen to other episodes, find our social media links, and make donations by visiting syntaxpodcast.com. Rate and follow us on your favorite listening platforms. Tweet us at TwinStrangersP with your burning questions and engage with fellow listeners on our subreddit, r/syntaxpod. Know the depths, wish for more. Special thanks to our crowdfunding campaign backers who supported us on this season. Derek Valen, Saf the Something, Michael Ireland, M. Mulder, Dallas Bird, Fox, Johan Kingsley, Rain Ward, Bluebell and Kai, Kit Lynn HP Ember.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.